there is, to put it mildly, a difference of opinion on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors over how to address a growing homeless problem across the area. The latest count shows homelessness rising by 12% in the city of L.A. and 6% in the county just in the last year alone. According to the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, there are just under 47,000 people without permanent places to live, either sheltered or unsheltered. 28,000 are in the city of Los Angeles. The numbers are staggering, and there are different so-called solutions that are being looked at, including a tax on the wealthy. Kevin Roderick is here for this week's L.A. Observe to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
I think we should establish first, just to give us an idea of how this is being looked at, how are homeless services divvied up between the county and the city? Do they work together?
Well, for the most part, social services like what would be provided to the homeless come from the county under the California system. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles certainly provides a number of services and support in a number of ways. The city of Los Angeles and some of the smaller cities do as well. But the burden is primarily on the county.
On the county. So the county is trying to float this idea right now to tax the very wealthy in Los Angeles County to pay for homeless services.
Well, this would be defined as a surcharge on the income tax of people who are reporting taxable income of $1 million or more. There's already precedent for that. The state levies such a 1% surcharge for mental health services on people who are making over $1 million that year. This is not on one's net worth. This is on their income that year. So this is a discussion raised at the County Board of Supervisors to get the authority first from the state to be able to do that here at the county level, and then to ask the voters if it's something they want to do.
All right. So do we have an idea? Is there dissension among the ranks on the County Board of Supes?
Well, it's interesting because we think of the Board of Supervisors as being a 3-2 split, a liberal majority of Democrats who are elected with strong union support forming the three side of the divide, and the two Republicans who are on the board forming the two side. They're in the minority most of the time. Well, two of the liberal supervisors, Mark Ridley Thomas and Sheila Keel, proposed this idea for discussion at last week's board meeting, and they expected the support of Hilda Solis, who is the Democratic supervisor from the eastern end of the county, but she didn't provide that support. Instead, she started raising questions, and she had her doubts about the homeless numbers, what the study showed for her district. She thought it was perhaps undercounted, and she just wanted to buy some time and talk about this a little bit more, and it got played into a split in the media, and it does sound like now there is sort of a schism for the first time we're seeing on that liberal majority. So that's kind of what's interesting at the political level here.
How would this turn out, do you think? Who's going to prevail?
Well, if I can polish my crystal ball a little bit, when I look at it, I expect that they'll work something out here. I mean, three members of the board are generally on the same side. Hilda Solis is as concerned about the homeless problem as the other two. And perhaps this is just a matter of, you know, her feeling more comfortable with where this money's going, how much of it would go into her district, and also this question of, are there going to be too many tax questions on the November ballot? That's something that politicians at both ends of the state are worried about right now.
They're worried about right now. And speaking of both ends of the state, up in our northern portion of the state, our friends in San Francisco and the Bay Area are scrambling to look for answers for their homeless problem as well. And now many media outlets are getting involved together.
Yeah, very interesting development. 30 media outlets have been holding strategy meetings together. This includes the San Francisco Chronicle and the Examiner, KQED, the public radio and TV station up there, the commercial TV stations, and like I said, 30 media outlets, and they're going to collaborate on coverage of the homeless sometime next month. On a given day, they're all going to do homeless stories in hopes that that will lead to some moving of the needle on trying to find a solution to homelessness in the Bay Area.
All right, Kevin Roderick, not only observing LA, but San Francisco as well this week. Kevin Roderick, thank you.